Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about who the buyers are.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, a residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about who's buying out there in the world. There's been some interesting changes and shifts in how buyers are making choices and when they're making choices.
Now, we're talking about the single family residence, the personal residence, not the stuff that I do, the stuff that Marcia is the absolute guru at doing.
Wow. Setting the bar there, Bob. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about what the National Association of Realtors has. They have a buyer and seller trends report, and 120,000 people were interviewed to understand what buyers did this year and how they moved.
What patterns have been formed?
Well, millennials are buyers. 37% of the buying market was millennials. There was a concern that millennials were less materialistic and they may not see the American dream as owning a home, but that's not the case. In fact, it's been interesting, in my opinion, what I've seen millennials do in regards to the pandemic. They have been the most concerned, the most interested in nesting. It's been really interesting to see how they respond.
Well, and also the movement is away from the core and more to the suburb, if I understand it.
Yes. In fact, Eugene's kind of considered a suburb to the larger metropolitan areas where you want to be in a big city, but you don't like that idea anymore because of the risks involved in being in close proximity to that number of people or to riots or whatever it is. They go to the next scale down where there's still some arts, there's still some activities, there's still maybe a university or influence of interest, but not the largest scale metropolitan areas.
What other trends have been spotted in the survey?
Well, the square footage of homes is going back up. We were down to 1,800 and now we're up to 2,100 square feet. So people want a little more elbow room when they get the whole family there full time, I think.
Well, probably noticed because we've been stuck at home, you need a little more space. Everybody living on top of one another is not fun after a while.
That's right. Now, millennials, it was interesting. Their highest priority was commuting costs were most important for millennial groups, and they purchased homes closest to their previous residence. So they became more homebodies than I expected to hear about them.
Commuting. Wow. That's an interesting process. Now, what happens if the COVID has set a pattern where companies have decided, you know, we can do without close proximity office space, everybody work at home? That's going to really impact that particular trend or that concept.
That's reflected in the older buyers and how they're moving toward their families, and that's their commute to other family in the area. We'll talk more on this next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.